This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A Bay Area restaurant called Botto Bistro wants to be the worst reviewed restaurant on Yelp. So it offered 25% discounts to people who panned the restaurant online. Botto wants to prove that bad reviews on Yelp will not hurt its business. And that's one way to go. But more broadly, some new research suggests it's not 25% discounts or even the food or service itself, but our moods that affect how we review things and the decisions we make in general. Researchers at Georgia Tech and Yahoo Labs found that the weather was impacting restaurant reviews. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York with more on this. Welcome back, Derek.
Good to be here.
And let's talk about restaurant reviews first. What did the researchers find?
So these scientists from Georgia Tech and Yahoo, they looked at more than 1 million online reviews on sites like TripAdvisor, and they found that restaurants got much better ratings on days with nice weather and much worse ratings on any day with rain. In fact, the best reviews were written on sunny days between 70 and 100 degrees. So it turned out that these Yelp restaurant reviews were kind of accidental weather reports. So what's the theory here? It's not that snow makes our soup taste too cold or that low-pressure movements make our pastrami sandwich taste too salty. It's that going back decades, we know that cloudy weather, worse weather, puts us in bad moods. There's SAD, seasonal affect disorder, which affects millions of people. And moody patrons were leaving worse reviews. So the line of causality here was that the weather was making us sad, and our sadness was making us review perfectly good food in a negative way.
You know, I remember when I first moved to Los Angeles several years ago, and a friend said to me, "Don't underestimate the power that great weather all the time, which LA usually has on your mood. You're in a good mood more often when you walk outside and it's sunny." But you say this isn't just another reason to distrust restaurant criticism. It's a reason to distrust ourselves.
To distrust ourselves, exactly. You know, moods seem too fleeting to be the subject of serious research, but actually it's precisely because they are so present in our minds that they matter. Humans are really bad at thinking about the future. We're bad at saving. We're bad at planning. We're bad at exercise regimens. But there are some moods that make us better at this sort of thing. New Year's, for example, puts a person in a forward-thinking mood, which results in hundreds of gym memberships, which are constantly evacuated by February, and birthdays encourage us to think about today, which seems to license indulgence. And across a lot of different studies, we've seen that good moods and bad moods make us entirely different people and make us make decisions in entirely different ways. And so this concept of a universally rational consumer is just torn to shreds by all the research we have about how our moods change how we make decisions.
Well, you even point out that our moods impact what media we read or watch or listen to, what music we want to listen to.
Exactly. I love this research. So there is a concept in psychology called processing fluency, which is the idea that we really like ideas that are easily processed, that are familiar. But what's particularly interesting is when you cross-reference this with mood. When we're in a bad mood, we like entertainment that sort of feels like comfort food. We don't want to watch challenging documentaries, read challenging new books. We like the old fare. We go back to our old favorite songs, our old favorite movies. We like to hang out with our old favorite friends. And so when you think about this in terms of the average sort of bored at work consumer, you think of someone clicking on really fun, silly links, and that's exactly what people do all day, is they're bored at work and they go to BuzzFeed to click on links that look like them. So you do see this acting up all the time.
Well, and we're going to link to more of what you have found and more on this research at our website, hereandnow.org, along with a really funny picture of little green balls with smiley faces on them. I guess that's how moods are portrayed on online pictures. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
Derek Thompson at The Atlantic. This is Here and Now.